PM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Facet Wealth.
Christopher Cruz in Washington. One person's been found dead after attempting to drive through floodwaters in Northern California. KOVR-TV reporter Ashley Sharp is near the town of Wilton.
It's going to be several days before, you know, this water gets going anywhere. And like where I am on Highway 99, we have seen the water recede, so we can actually see the lanes of the highway again, but water is still flooding, you know, the median and side of the road. So that's kind of what we're dealing with now.
Evacuations warnings were in place in rural Northern California on New Year's Day. A powerful storm brought drenching rain or heavy snowfall, breaching levees and forcing the closure of major highways. It's just the first of several storms expected to roll across California over the next week. The family of the man suspected in the brutal murders of four college students in Moscow, Idaho, is speaking out, says CBS's Jerika Duncan.
In a statement, Brian Koberger's family says they are, quote, praying for the victims' families and that their family has fully cooperated with authorities. Koberger was arrested Friday at his family home in Pennsylvania. He's due back in court there on Tuesday.
There are reports that Koberger will not contest his extradition to Idaho. Political changes in the U.S. could have ramifications overseas, says CBS's Christian Benavides.
Financial and military assistance to Kyiv could face challenges after Republicans take control of the House with a narrow majority in the new session of Congress beginning this week. The Biden administration is still dealing with high inflation and concerns that interest rate hikes to combat it could hurt the economy.
The new year brings new laws across the country, says CBS's Charlie DeMar.
Voters in Colorado approved the legalization of so-called magic mushrooms. They've been legal in Oregon since 2020. And the price of insulin will be capped at $35 a month for seniors on Medicare.
I'm Bruce Marcus in Milwaukee, where every January 1st, hundreds of people celebrate the new year by running into Lake Michigan.
You're all numb.
It's a good start to the new year.
It's a reset button. What else are 40-year-olds going to do on New Year's?
Weather today is relatively mild. In some years, temperatures have been in the single digits above or below zero.
Three people died in a pileup involving 21 vehicles on I-75 in North Central Florida. The crashes happened just after 12:40 this morning. A big raise for state legislators in New York. They're now the highest paid in the country. Members of both houses will get a pay raise of $32,000 for a base salary of $142,000, a 29% raise. This is CBS News.
Facet Wealth is an SEC-registered investment advisor. They offer customized financial planning for you, not just your assets. Learn more by calling 888-598-3966.
Help Ukrainian children. Shazam this song.
Dreams must not hold tight and be old.
Why should they run? Dreams never run. Give us a hope. Share something song. Dreams must inspire. Why go to see? Hold on the ground. Share something song. Ding dong, ding dong. Who sends it on? Cheer them at home. Share something song. All Christmas needs made for the kids. Dreams should them grow. Share something song.
Scroll down Shazam. Open on YouTube. Follow the link and donate.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil keeps going up as the Russia conflict escalates. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $25,000 liquid, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. If you invest in oil, you're allowed to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Call 800-278-7455. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. That's 800-278-7455.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 21 overnight under overcast skies. Winds out of the northwest around 5 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow. Highs level off around 32. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Mixed precipitation likely. Lows dip down to about 29. 1 to 3 inches of snow tomorrow night through Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
old. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Brazil has a new president, former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. It's his third term in office. He was president from 2003 to 2010 before being jailed on corruption charges. His 2 percentage point victory over the incumbent far-right Jair Bolsonaro was the tightest presidential race in more than 3 decades in Brazil. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Sail with American Queen Voyages, where history comes alive and discovery runs deep. Enriching adventures await in North America's mighty rivers, great lakes, oceans, and expeditions to the wilds of Alaska. Visit American Queen Voyages at aqvoyages.com, cruising North America now. Call 844-744-0794 or contact your travel professional. American Queen Voyages, discovery runs deep.
Help Ukrainian children. Shazam this song. Scroll down Shazam. Open on YouTube. Follow the link and donate.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Spaceship.tv. And those of you listening on the Civic Media Radio Network, Happy New Year to you. It's been such a fun night doing radio on the TV. Hope you get to do it again. And once again, thanks to everybody at the Spaceship TV for all your help. Really appreciate all of you. All right, so it's almost New Year's. We got one more band to play here tonight, and it's going to be a fun time. I'm so excited to welcome to Madison, everybody. Give it up for Porky's Groove Machine.
Oh, man. Oh. Are we coming through here?
No monitors.
He's working on it. He's working on it. He's working on it.
Okay.
Hey.
He great. Got it. Thank
yes,
you.
Eric. This first one goes out to Eric. And the whole Max Inc. crew here, we're gonna do it once, we're gonna do it twice, we're gonna dip it once, we're gonna dip it twice. Oh my god, I can't wait. We're Porky's Groove Machine. Here we go. I said a 1, 2, let's do the double. How about 2022, you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
Now get that beep and year out of here, you know what I mean? It's time for 2023. Hit it.
The night is young, the party's hot. Everyone's munching on that dip you brought. You grab a chip and take a bite, but look around and wait until the moment's right to do the dip.
Dip,
double dip.
Cause if you want another bite out of that chip, you gotta do the double dip.
You got some hummus and blue cheese too. Everyone's wondering which one will you choose. You grab some queso to start the trip, but just one bite will never do the trick. So double dip. Yeah, the double dip. Cause if you want another bite out of that chip, you gotta do the double dip, 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 dip.
Straight from the Empire State Building, it's King Kong! Show him the dance. You get up here. Where's Jimmy? Jimmy, come do the dance.
You promised all these people on live television and radio.
Get your beep up here. You know how it's done. We're going to show you. Jimmy said, I can't dance. We said, Jimmy, someone as good looking as you knows how to dance. We designed the dance. Show him how it's done. Show him how it's done. There we go. All right, Lars, break it down. Here we go.
Now we're not saying it's the right thing to do. A lot of gems going from me to you. But in the moment, it ain't no joke. Just grab some spinach, artichoke, and do the dip. Yeah, you double dip. Cause if you want another bite out of that chip, you gotta do the double. Yeah.
Yes, Jimmy, yes. Hop. Whoa. Do it over there.
Thank you very much.
How's your municipal recycling system in Madison? That's a serious question. Who knows? Who has an opinion?
Ooh, I have an opinion.
Elon, it's the radio. No one can talk back to you.
Oh, you're right. All right, we'll talk about it afterwards. Anyway, here's a song about recycling.
What do you know about recycling? Thanks to advances in technology, we can recycle a lot of stuff. Tell single use that we've had enough. Conserving energy, conserving space, conserving resources, reducing waste.
Hey, don't throw that in the trash bin. We're talking about recycling.
In this life, we have so much to remember. But if we don't double down, then our trash will remain forever. If you don't know where to start to do your part, just open up your eyes and sing along in time.
Reduce, reuse, and recycle. Don't just throw your garbage out. Reduce, reuse, and recycle.
Everybody say reduce.
Hey! Reuse and recycle. Don't just throw your garbage out. Reduce, reuse, and recycle.
Like magazines, aluminum
somebody's got to be clean. If you take 1 second to Google it, you might find out you can recycle it. So if you're looking for a good solution to help reduce humanity's pollution, hey, I said don't throw it in the trash bin. We're talking about recycling.
Oh, I know in this life we have so much to remember, but I had to keep in mind my trash could be someone else's treasure. So if you don't know where to start to do your part, just open up your mind and sing along in time.
Reduce, reuse, and recycle. Don't just throw your garbage out. Reduce, reuse, and recycle. Everybody sing along. Reuse and recycle. Don't just throw your garbage out. Reduce, reuse, and recycle.
Here we go.
Reduce, reuse, and recycle. Don't just throw your garbage out.
Reduce, reuse, and recycle.
They might not sing, but you need to clap too.
Reduce, reuse, and recycle. Don't just throw your garbage out. Reduce, reuse, and recycle.
One more time.
Reduce, reuse, and recycle. Don't just throw your garbage out. Reduce, reuse, and recycle.
Everybody sing along.
Reuse and recycle. Don't just throw your garbage out.
All right, here we go.
Reduce, reuse, and recycle.
Throw your garbage out. Reduce, reuse, and recycle. Reduce, reuse, and recycle. Don't just throw your garbage out.
Throw your garbage out.
Whoever did the little wavy pig logo should get a raise. That was sick.
I also just want to point out the frequency sign hanging out in the back of the studio here.
Thank you for pointing that out.
I was just saying, you know, a bunch of good nights taking off my pants in the basement and sweating all over the stage there. And we had some of our first gigs in Madison at the frequency. If the faces I'm getting are like, what are you talking about? Clapped.
Red dog.
Well, it's the
only beer for me.
Red Dog, Red Dog.
At 4.8 ABV.
Red Dog.
For a real good time.
Red Dog, Red Dog.
Let me introduce you to a friend of mine.
Red Dog, Red Dog.
Comes in bottles, comes in cartons.
Red Dog, Red Dog.
Said it's the beer for the working Martian.
It's the Red, Red Dog. Take me down the plate, bro.
Bring it down. Now, some of you may not know this, a lot of you do, but Red Dog is no longer with us. They stopped making Red Dog, and it was a sad, sad day, wasn't it, when we found out that terrible, terrible news, but we've prepared a eulogy for Red Dog. Red Dog, you were the first and the only beer to slake my thirst. You were the beer me and my friends thought that we'd drink until the end. But alas, you are no more. I cannot find you in the store. I see the beep, but neither of those brands do me any good. How could it have gone so wrong? It brings me to tears to bring this song. You know, through us though, your legacy will remain. Your spirit, your red, fiery, malty brew. The dog of red crimson color, that hellhound. Pick it up, Lars. I'm catching the spirit here. We may be sad that you are gone, but you will live on in our memories forever. So, I want you to, everybody at home, take a look at the present company you've got and really think about what it is that brings you together. Think about the year you've had, what we've created, what we've done, not what we have lost. You know what I'm talking about. Because it's not what we have lost, but what we learn from it and what we can create out of that loss, like red sparks of phoenix fire. And it just goes to show that whatever's in your glass, and take one big sip.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Does anyone remember Red Dog Beer? Anyone remember Red Dog Beer?
No, as a matter of fact, I don't remember it.
Why?
Couldn't tell you.
Okay.
Might have drank too much.
Oh, I get it.
It's a bad joke.
Here's another song about oddly specific references. 2, 3, 4!
Sticklers for specificity.
Hey, Dave?
That's me over here.
Hi, Dave. Yeah, I know where you are. I was wondering if maybe I could get something off my chest.
Yeah, please.
You know, we've known each other a long time, and I think this is a really safe space for me to speak my heart, if you wouldn't mind.
I would not mind.
I think you might feel the same way.
I'm sure I will. What's up?
Language is full of ambiguity, but clear communication is essential to efficiency. So we try to keep our conversations groomed, not leaving too much space for linguistical wiggle room.
Turn on TV and all I hear is shouts, but it doesn't make it clear what anyone is talking about.
Do you ever find that you're just arguing semantics?
Yes, though that's sometimes that's important if a little pedantic.
Your arguments don't have to be terrific. All we're asking, please, is that it be specific. Cause we're stickers for specificity, purists for particularity, story defenders of not being vague, and fighting ambiguity like it's the flames of dawn. Said what, and why, and when did they? Before we lose sight of what was it anyway? We were so lucky to have you here. So we'll get to the point of it. We'll make sure that we make ourselves clear.
Wants to speak. Admittedly, our conversations aren't always sleek. So ambiguity, let's transcend. Dave's got a few tools that he recommends.
Avoid all kinds of anecdotal speculation and keep your eyes peeled for internet misinformation, because you know what happens when you assume, right?
I do, and make something out of me and you.
Your arguments don't have to be terrific. All we're asking, please, is that it be specific. Cause we're stickers for specificity, purists for particularity, story defenders of not being paid. We're fighting ambiguity like it's a play. So tell me, said what, and why, and where did they? Before we lose sight of what was said anyway.
We were so lucky to have your ear.
So we'll get to the point of we will make sure that we make ourselves clear.
So what do you think? Do you feel the same way?
Yeah, without a doubt.
I knew it.
Without a doubt. Sorry, I got to tune my guitar here. Any other city, any other night, any other radio station, who cares?
We are sticklers for tuning, if nothing else.
Exactly. But New Year's Eve 2022, Madison, Wisconsin. Mad Max, are you kidding? Mad Max, Max Inc. Mad Max. Things are going to get crazy tonight. I just... Was that prophetic or what?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can tell where I'm at right now.
See you looking, checking out my sales. Well, if you come this way, we could tabulate, cause you know that's where I excel. And put your digits, I'm gonna type them on this screen. Or we could just use text to decide what's next. We'll set up a subroutine. Can I get your numbers? Say it on over to me. I'm gonna get those looking real nice, professionally. Well, I'm a nerd on the streets, and I'm a freak in the sheets, y'all. Spreadsheets, rows and columns, welcome to my world. Talking formulas and functions, I'm gonna take your data for a whirl. Which way you want it? A baby scatter by a pie. I'll adjust the presentations. I'm gonna make it look like any kind of tail you like. If you got data you need for medical conditioning, woo! I'm gonna get that looking real good with these. Well, I'm a nerd on the streets, and I'm a freak in the sheets. From the Vienna Beef Hot Dog Factory, it's this guy.
Tech support, you can always call us up and we're gonna help you out in Google Docs. We can help you out in Squid, get up here. Tell them what kind of software support we offer.
Yeah, so there's Google Docs, there's Excel, Python, of course, Pandas. I mean, if you want to do it in JavaScript too, and there's NoSQL, MySQL, Visual Basic. And then I guess there's the unholy abomination that is NoSQL databases. We don't want to do those.
You heard it here first. When you hear the sound, you all know you can get down. Like a column, that's ABC, or like a row 1, 2, 3. I don't know, he's a nerd on the streets, he's a freak in the sheets, come on! The sheets. Lars, give me something spicy, baby. One more. No! That might have been okay for last night. Give me one more. man. What do you got? We got the hot dog trombone on the hot dog trombone. We got the squid on the squid bass, the low undersea bass.
And we got the Dave playing the role of Dave this evening.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. We got Lars on the drums. We got the bongo master. Hit one of those. Hit something for us. That sounds nice. And of course, we got Kong on the trump over there. Oh, I caught myself
what
there.
Beep.
What did you just say?
The trumpet.
Martian, what's up?
His name is Harambe. Get
guys,
it right.
I know.
Wow.
Happy New Year's 2016.
Yeah. We've reverted back to that. Guys, I don't know if I really feel like doing this next song.
What do you mean?
Well, it just think about it. The sun set at like 4:45 today.
Yeah.
And that really bummed me out.
Okay, what else? Yeah, tell us more.
Well, it's actually not funny.
Okay.
I think it's just the weather and like the, you know, living in the Midwest, it gets really dark really early. And I just feel like sitting here. I don't think I can do this next song.
Wait.
What?
I have an idea.
What?
We could play this next song and that might help.
There's no way that this is going to be the song that helps.
You ever think about it like that?
No, but I'll give it a try because I'm open-minded to the progress of my own mental health and healing journey.
There's nothing you have to do, but let's play this next one. We'll see what happens.
Okay. This one goes out to Shazasta.
Yeah.
SAD is affecting you. Seasonal depression ain't playing. You're trying to find just a little motivation. But listen to what I found. Is this why you're sitting around? There ain't no need for antidepressants when all that you need is a couple of seconds. So let's go boogie, get down.
Let's go boogie.
Interest, the air outside's too cold. You don't want to risk it. But just one second, under the sun. But don't you worry, cause you're not the only one. I've been waiting for you to come and join me on the dance floor. So let's go boogie, get down.
Cowbell, baby. Oh!
put a pep right in my step. Let me tell you what.
I know what you're talking about. Hit us. Cowbells in your suitcase, or are you just excited to see me?
Thank you.
How are you feeling?
I feel so good. Yeah. I feel so good. Thank you all so much.
How'd you know that was going to work, hot dog?
Yeah, hot dog.
There's a lot I know that you don't know I know.
Huh?
Wow.
Wow. How do you know that?
You'll never know.
Here's another rhetorical question for the non-audience here. What's the Craigslist scene like in Madison? Or the internet audience? I spent a lot of time on Craigslist. I'm being completely honest. Scoping it out.
What are you looking for?
Well, usually I'm looking for instruments. Sometimes sure. I'm looking for gigs.
Sure.
But often I'm looking to see if anyone spied me from across the room at the grocery store.
Ooh. You were, spicy.
Yeah. I'm just looking for the, like, you were wearing a Power Ranger costume in the pasta aisle. Your cart was full of Skippy's peanut butter, and we locked eyes for 1 second.
But I was too scared to say anything.
Yeah. If this is you, tell me what I was wearing. I haven't found this message yet, but it's like my dream to have a missed connection about me.
If this was you, tell me which wheel on my shopping cart was squeaking. Then I'll know for sure it's you.
Anyway, so we'll be all over the Madison Misconnections page tonight.
So make a good one.
Yeah. You were doing sound at the spaceship tonight. You set up all our mics. Tell us what instruments we were playing so we know it's real.
Grape soda. You had big old hoop earrings, a can of grape soda in your left hand, and a grape black and mild in your right. I saw you from 20 feet and thought, oh hot dang, this is my jam. And before I knew it, you jumped into your 85-ish Geo Metro and took off. I tried to trail the grape smell from your black and mild, but lost it when you turned the corner on Lake and Chicago Avenue. Please come back to me. Saw you from across the way. Let me tell you, you were on my mind today.
Misconnection.
Two ships passing in the night. I felt a deep affection. Fell in love with you at first sight. Chaska Vape Shop.
We exchanged smiles at the vape shop, and then again in the parking lot. Your friend was driving a Ford Escape. Reach out, I thought you were really cute. But wait, there's more, here's another. Girl with blue hair at Petco, 1229. Thruse Day.
This one might be me.
Oh, were you in lacrosse?
Keep reading, let's
okay,
find out.
Okay. Hey, you were very, very pretty. We smiled at each other a few times. I'm sure I'm quite a bit older than you. I'm 50, you're probably 25? But I'd still love to take you out. If you reply, tell me what I did for you outside. Thanks.
Oh, here we go.
I saw you as you walked by. Let me tell you, you really caught my eye.
Misconnection. Two ships passing in the night.
I felt a
deep affection.
Fell in love with you at first sight. Drive-through last week. After all these years, to see you at Culver's made me smile. I recognized you right away, and your beautiful smile told me you recognized me too. Made my poor old heart skip a beat. 25 years ago, we worked together, loved each other, and made plans for a future together, until I made a stupid mistake and lost you. Even though age is against us, I would love to get together, talk, and see if there's any chance of us getting back together. Would love to be in Stevens Point and rent a movie we didn't watch. If you happen to see this and have any interest anymore, please let me know.
Oh my God!
Talk to you from across the way. Let me tell you, you were on my mind today. Misconnection.
Well, that's that.
Check it. All right, this song goes out to all the mamas, mamas. There's a lot of songs out there about the mamas, about the dramas, but this song right here, this song is for the mamas, mamas. Listen up.
Come into the club, shaking out the salt and pepper.
Shake it out, baby.
The party stops, all eyes are on this well seasoned. Who are these altar flowers shrouded in mystery?
Mystery.
Oh, don't you recognize your grandma's jasmine and rosemary? Yeah, they are the
Spice Girls.
Ooh, Caliente.
Then I'm here to give you sanctified. They came out.
Spice up your life. their style is in mint condition. You know you don't need a card of my mama, but my when the moves are sweet as cinnamon. They are the Spice Girls. Ooh, and I'm here to give you safe advice. They came out to spice up the night.
Spice Girls. Ooh,
about Sandy T, a real G from Mill V. The G stands for gangster, but his grandma, you see, she got a sick posse. R.I.P. Mr. B. And though she may be turning 80, she still got energy.
Yep.
She be hitting the gym. You ever heard of water walking?
Yeah.
She's deaf in the red, but for the right. Man, that stuff is tight, the crochet all day. Legend of the bank. Boys be breaking necks when I get a peek at them turtlenecks. She's a mother of three, and those boys, they give her grief. She's always losing glasses, but she's finding love for me. My grandma's Jewish.
Baruch Hashem.
She's picking up latkes and holla French toast.
Hello.
She went to Cuba, and she taught them how to dance, because she's the clave master. Just try and catch her. You think you could outrun her, but I know she's faster in her Prius. Of course, cause she got her knees replaced. They call Inspector Gadget cause she loses her breath, but then she drinks coffee and tea cause she ain't messing around. And I can guarantee she's the best grandma around.
Oh! This is hysterical without an audience.
Let's just pretend there's an audience.
All right.
Let's just pretend.
Can we get a hip hip hooray for grandmas! Hip hip
hooray!
Hip hip!
Hooray!
Hip hip!
Cause they're the Spice Girls. Oh, and I'm gonna give you safe to rock. No, they came out to spice up the night.
That's the Martian singing on the pipes, y'all.
Thank you.
All right. Madison, Max Inc., this has been such a pleasure. Like we were saying, we've been waiting to be years on here. We got one more song. We're going to bring up our really, 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 really sexy close friend from the Civil Engineers. He was earlier on here. This is Jason... the tiger on the tenor saxophone. Oh my God. Thank you all for such a beautiful night, to the other bands, to the tech, to the radio people, to the TV people. What a pleasure, what a privilege to be able to be here. And so we got about a few more minutes to play. We got about 10 more minutes before the ball drops, so.
I'm waiting for that.
Well, you know what that means.
From Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally